Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life is celebrating its 30th year of ministry this year, 30 years of transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. New Life Live is dedicated to helping you in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. Really glad you're with us here today on New Life. We're going to begin the program by wishing happy birthday to Larry Sonnenberg. Larry, how are you?
Yes. I mean, you're older. Thank you.
Happy birthday to you. And I'm suggesting that all of our financial problems could be over if everybody gave a dollar for every year Larry's been alive.
You're right. Don't think about three donors that were there. Yeah.
So think about that. Anyway, happy birthday to you.
Thank
we're
you.
Really glad that the Lord didn't take you to be home with him and benefited this ministry greatly. Let's start. We love telling people that we love them, we care about them, we're grateful. And yesterday we had a little challenge. We said a donor would, if we could get 12 people to sign up for Club New Life, he would give an extra $5,000. We had seven.
Right.
So we're five short.
Right.
We need five more today, right?
We do. The donor extended that. When they gave the first thing, they said, we want that to happen in a day.
Yeah.
And when we let them know we didn't make it, they said, okay, one more day. So
if you've ever thought about joining Club New Life, it has a little extra bonus. When you do join Club New Life, our thank you is a little Bluetooth speaker and 71 of these great talks that too much time for you at every – we don't play them on the radio – great teachings. Now, the other thing is you have access to a video library, and I don't know what that was, a video library that this library, it's got answers to life's big issues. Whatever you're struggling with, I think we've got over 200 there. And that's our way of saying thank you for being a part of Club New Life. What else do we need to know about? We need some year-end gifts, right, Larry?
We do need some year-end gifts. This is the season for giving. And we need some folks to consider that New Life, what it does in helping people see God in a different light, experience him in a different way, and to see the way that he would like them to live, to have that renewal of the mind from Romans 12:2, the changing the way they think. That's what we're all about. And when that happens, lives change. And if you can get behind a life-changing ministry, you know, we talked yesterday. When we go to the calls today, if you think about it, what would these people do if New Life wasn't here? You know, this is the time of the year that people watch It's a Wonderful Life, and that program is all about, you know, what happened to George Bailey, and then the angel said you didn't exist, and they go and experience the life in that city without him.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what would the life in this country be without New Life? Who would these people call? Who would they go to for help? How much misery would they live in?
Yeah.
And that's why we seek your support.
Well, and this is a ministry. We know it is a little different than other ministries, not just a teaching show, not just a program that you go to because you need a better idea in being a parent or spouse. Those are all great things, but this is just a different ministry. And if you can help us, please do. We want to stay on the air. We want to be right where you are. And we have to do better this year at year end than ever before.
And so
if God's blessed you, please help us to bless other folks.
We are grateful for every gift. We had a gift of, $20,000 a couple, 10 days ago. We're very grateful. We had a guy write a letter, said, I went and got a money order for $5, and I'll give more when I can.
Wow. Right.
And
wow.
I'm as equally grateful for that gift as I was
for
$20,000.
Exactly right. Yeah.
So it doesn't matter the size, folks.
So in honor of Larry's birthday, please give $89 or $8,900.
$89.89.
Ever you feel led $89,000 in honor of his...
Or give it in honor of my dad, who, would be, who had he lived, would be 100 years old in about a week.
There you go.
Wow.
Yeah. All right. 1-800-229-3000 to join us here on the program. 1-800-NEW-LIFE to help us out.
For most of my life, I've been dealing with an opiate addiction.
Why is opioid addiction quickly becoming one of our nation's biggest killers? Maybe it's because it isn't only those who are addicted who are in denial.
We did what I see so many parents do, is it can't be an addiction. There's something medically wrong.
It's impossible to solve a problem when you don't know what you're up against, and families will try to find any explanation except the one that will put them on the right path.
Alcoholism and drug addiction is a family disease. It doesn't affect just the individual.
If someone you love is abusing painkillers, know what you're up against. It's time to admit it's addiction and seek treatment. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We have Christ-centered partner treatment centers around the country. Call 1-800-639-5433 or visit us online at newlife.com.
We just made a decision. We will do whatever it takes.
1-800-NEW-LIFE. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. The phone number is 1-800-229-3000. Before we go there, I want to give you three tips to make these holidays better than Thanksgiving or any other holiday that you've been through. Here they are. Number one, restrain yourself. We all know that we might be absolutely 100% correct in something that we think, feel, or know, but it's the wrong time or the wrong person to say it to. It's just going to cause conflict, going to be a problem. They're not going to listen. So we got to restrain ourselves. And don't buy stuff you can't afford. Restrain, right? If you can't restrain yourself, sometimes you end up in restraints in a psychiatric hospital. So learn to restrain yourself. The second thing is to retrain yourself. You know, tell yourself, okay, here's what I normally do. Here's what I could do in a different way. Get the book, get the counselor, get the coach, whatever, so you get a little retraining. So you're not reacting the same way. You're not responding the old way. You got some new things to do. And then remain yourself. Don't be somebody you're not over the holidays. Don't try to act like something. Don't try to spend in a way that makes you look better or whatever it is. Just remain yourself. So three R's for the holidays. Retrain, restrain, and remain yourself. God made you that way. He loves you. No need to try to be somebody else. All right, let's go to the calls. It's 1-800-229-3000, and here it is. Let's talk with, how about Kelly from Atlanta, Georgia. Let's go to her first. Hi, Kelly. Welcome to New Life.
Hi, gang. Thanks for taking my call. I have gone to the Restore Conference in D.C., and I highly recommend it for gals that just need that kind of support. And my husband keeps asking me, and you can help me to know how to address this, at what point is he worthy of my trust?
That's a great question.
Do you need any other?
So what's he doing that would cause you to think this isn't the same guy that betrayed me before?
Well, the challenge I have is my first discovery was almost 3 years ago, and it's only recently he got covenant eyes. And even with that, you can just get another email separate from the covenant eyes and get on that way. He has been resistant to accountability, but he did recently, but it was almost 3 years ago when I've been asking him. So given the fact he's coming late to the party and he's been resistant, he hasn't since actually going to Restore put him on notice. I said, I don't know what's going to happen here, but I am going to get help. And at that point, when he saw my resolve, he really started to bump up his game. So,
okay. So here's an answer for you. Here's an answer for you. not now. So, okay. Based on what you've said, he didn't do some things, and then as a result of being discovered and essentially wanting to honor you, wanting to regain trust or win your heart back, he didn't just naturally do some things that would build character. He's kind of really not done that until you stepped up your game. So it's not now. And then I would say a good idea on when is you guys talk every 30 days about the progress that he's made, such as did he join a group and did he regularly go? Is he learning anything from the group? Is he growing in any area of his life? And is he honestly struggling in some way or some area? And he brings that to relationship. Chris, let's start with you. Any thoughts you have on this about when is it that she could trust him again?
Yeah, the first thing I want to do is highlight you, Kelly. I mean, you're not waiting for your husband to do something before you get better, before you take your life into your own hands and get the help that you need. I want other women out there to hear your message, to hear what you did, because that is remarkable. You do not have to wait around until your husband gets better for you to get better. One of the things I would say is, it's a cliche, but listen, he can't be worthy of your trust if he's not trustworthy. And so here's what trustworthiness looks like. Access to the phone. Is his use of electronics, his use of social media, his use of the internet, his emails, are they an open book? If they're not, then that's not worthy of trust because he's broken trust in those areas. I know men would want to really, really push back on me for this because we like our privacy. We all like our privacy. But if our privacy has led to infidelity, we no longer have the luxury of privacy. We now have to have the luxury of disclosure and honesty and transparency. And as Steve was saying, he's got to be working on his own development here. Covenant Eyes has no ability to transform a person's character. It has the ability to help put some guardrails on access to illicit material, but it doesn't change the heart, and that's really what needs to happen in this process.
Alice, you have a thought?
Yeah, Kelly, I would have him reword his question from when will he be worthy to how can I become worthy of your trust?
Oh, that's
good. And our book entitled Worthy of Her Trust gives him that roadmap. And a phrase is helpful here, that he can make a daily investment by offering you proof of everything the fellows are saying that he can do to change. So how to become worthy versus when he will be worthy. But the research does show it can take about 2 years to rebuild attachment, especially after a deep betrayal.
What do you think of that
okay,
answer?
Okay, well, thank you. That's helpful. That is, and the 2 years, if I can give him something like Alice's point, he's an engineer, so if it's measurable, it's going to be at least 2 years because you came to the game late, so...
Don't do that.
Okay.
because if you say to a man,
right,
it is going to be 2 years, no matter what you do, that is very discouraging. That's eternity.
Okay.
It's not motivating. I think it is good for you to know that it might take 2 years for you to fully feel the relationship is back on track, that you're healed or healing, that kind of thing, right? If you throw out 2 years there...
He'll throw up his hands.
Well, I just know that can be very discouraging for someone. But here's the thing.
Okay.
You guys in marriage counseling? Are you getting any marriage counseling?
Not at this time, but that's a really good idea.
If you don't trust each other, then... Yes, you need to be there, and then it's not just you deciding, but it's your counselor saying to you at some point, you guys are really growing here, and I see his consistency, his predictability. This is great. So
Okay.
I hate arbitrary things. You know, I know this. For somebody to truly heal from betrayal, sometimes that takes 5 years. But I don't want anybody to think I got to wait 5 years before I can make any progress or, you know, get better. So be careful with that. Alice, you have a comment? Because I'm not discrediting what you said. I'm just saying it might not be the thing to throw out there at him.
Yeah, Steve, I think your caution is accurate. And rather than giving him that sort of timeline, Kelly, encouraging him that every day is a chance to prove his trust, to prove that he's rebuilding relationship with you and giving you proof of change.
Okay. Glad you called. Do you have the book, Worthy of Her Trust?
I do. Okay. I bought it at the conference. It was awesome.
All right. I'm glad you got that. And I'm going to send you this Understanding and Loving a Person with Sexual Addiction from the Arterburn Wellness Series that's coming your way. Anybody else, you can get it. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now, some of you have a woman living in your home named Alexa. And if you do, you can, it's enabled now where you can say, Alexa, play New Life Live, and the latest New Life Live program will start to play. Now, isn't that cool? Amazon did that for us. Amazon Echo or Amazon Dot. Alexa, play New Life Live. And it will just jump right out there at you. And I'm pretty excited about that. So there you have it. The other thing to do is say this. Child of mine, go turn on the radio and get New Life on there. So either way, it will work. And let's go back to the phones. 1-800-229-3000. That is the phone number to call. And I am going to go right over here to Lee from Springfield, Missouri. Listens on Sirius XM Satellite Radio, Channel 131 at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. Hi there. How you doing?
Well, that was a heck of an introduction. I appreciate that.
I do my best, Lee. There. Okay. How can we help you?
Well, the basic question is it biblical for a Christian to experience depression?
No. It would only be a sign of spiritual deprivation, guilt, shame, remorse. Absolutely not. We need to, you wake up, you're positive, nothing affects you. Now you know I'm being sarcastic because
I myself have a PhD in sarcasm, so I appreciate it.
All right. Well, my son has told me that he's going to bury me when I die in a sarcasket. So anyway, why would you ask that question? It's kind of a strange question.
Just in a nutshell, I'm a Bible scholar, a Bible teacher, very involved in church. Throughout most of my professional career, I've been in charge of large teams of people, and I recently made a career change to where I am totally on my own, really not extremely accountable to anybody. And I just wake up some mornings, and it just feels like a wet blanket over me that I really don't want to even get up, and I'm like, and really, I've never experienced that before. Is that what depression feels like? Am I experiencing something else? I just don't know.
Okay, so are you a Christian?
Absolutely.
So you don't. So the question that you have really isn't the real question, because your evidence that you can be a faithful, knowledgeable servant of the Lord and experience depression, and it is. I think it's what you're going through. I think you've had a big change in your life. And sometimes, you know, we can just rock along. Everything stays in place and just move one little block in the pyramid there. And things get off balance a bit, unpredictable, and the depression can set in. I had a pastor who very specifically came to my office and he said this. I used to preach against any kind of medication that would kind of help you snap out of depression. He said, until I couldn't preach. I fell into this depression. I couldn't get out of bed. He said, it's really the medication that allows me to preach now. And I used to preach against any kind of medication. So not only is it okay as a Christian to be depressed, it's to be expected from time to time. Jesus was acquainted with the bitterest of grief and sorrow, it says there in Scripture. But also, I think when we get treatment, we need to feel good about that. Alice, so your thoughts on Christianity, the Christian faith, and depression?
Yeah, I don't think it's unusual for us to have this question of, can I be a strong believer and still feel depression? So you're not alone in that struggle. And it's always worthwhile to evaluate, are you engaging in the spiritual practices that keep us spiritually healthy? But we're also guaranteed troubles in this world. We're also guaranteed suffering. And at times, medication is appropriate to help regain a balance of an imbalanced chemicals within our body. And so I take medication for anxiety, and I'm a strong believer. So yes, we can suffer these things, but there's also treatment to help get us back on track.
Yeah, I'm really glad you called. Are you doing anything maybe to help the depression go away?
Well, no, not really. I just don't know what to do.
All right. Well, let us give you some suggestions when we come back. You're listening to New Life Live, 1-800-229-3000. Hi, Steve Arterburn here. We've got a brand new workshop coming up. It's January the 25th, and we're going to do it in Washington, D.C. It's a New Life Weekend. We're calling it Finding Freedom. And I don't know where you're stuck, but you can be free. We're going to talk about forgiveness and codependency. We're going to understand that family of origin, the unhealthy reactions to it. We're going to talk about the cycle of shame and surrender and developing the plan that moves us forward. And it'll include the things that help you find that path to getting your life on track and staying on track. There'll be 8 teaching sessions, 6 small group sessions, and you can find out about it and sign up for it at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Call us, talk to us if you want to be free. Finding Freedom, January the 25th, great way to start the year. You call us, 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-NEWLIFE. Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
Your ministry has saved my life.
If you struggle with emotional hurt, family or marriage problems, the pit of depression, or the pain of addictions, we can help.
I'm down 100 pounds now from what I was.
You guys are awesome. You're a blessing to America.
Our treatment programs provide clinically appropriate solutions from licensed professionals, all in a biblical framework.
I have had problems with alcohol. I think God has ordained this place to be His.
You don't have to be a prisoner of your pain. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
She tells me that I'm a new man and I feel like a new man.
It worked for me and it can work for them too.
This time it is different.
If you're ready to take the first step toward genuine spiritual and emotional healing, please call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. We are talking with Lee here and just asking about the whole issue of depression and his own. Chris, you want to give some tips here on what do you do when you find yourself just...
Yeah, first off, thank you, Lee, because male depression is prevalent, it's on the rise, and no one is exempt. And so it sounds to me, Lee, like you've just had what we call an episodic incident, like meaning that just something happened. And so at the core, neurologically, depression is a lack of usable energy in the brain. It sounds to me like when you were around people and you were doing things with people and hanging out and bringing the Bible to life in people's lives, that was just so energizing for you. It was a reason to get up.
It really is.
Yeah. And when that goes away, that energy that you got from that is now gone away. And so now it's like, oh, where did that energy go? And now it does feel like a wet blanket. And there is tons of biblical precedence for this. I mean, David's saying, why so downcast, O my soul? Mm. You know, I mean, we can go over and over. The prophets. I mean, you have the weeping prophet, Jeremiah. You know, there's so many incidences here. This is part of the human condition. It's also, strangely enough, potentially a spiritual gift because our struggles help us empathize with other people who go through it more deeply, and therefore we can minister to them more deeply as well and be more helpful to them. But I want to give you three practical things to do to help work through this depression. The first thing is just people. Is that it sounds like you're a people person. That's where you draw your energy from. And so look for it may be a season where it's shifted. And so you may have to rebuild where you get your people energy from and how you do that. But surround yourself with good people and build deep relationships. The other thing is when we're in depression, it's really hard to eat well and to move our bodies, but it's critically important that we watch that we're not shoving a bunch of sugar down and caffeine down. Even though they're high energy for a moment, they actually perpetuate the depression. The other thing I just want to encourage you with is support. That could look like medication. There's plenty of times, you know, as Allison mentioned, I go a season, you know, a 6 month, sometimes 9 months where I hit a depression and I can't shake it. And some medication helps me get through that, helps me re-engage with life. But in a strange way, Lee, I want to be careful how I say it, but I'm glad you hit this. And the reason I'm glad you hit this is because God's going to show you new things about you. And he's going to show you new things about other people. And as a person who brings the Bible to life in other people, you are going to bring the life of Bible into dark places because you've been there. So keep going, my friend.
All right. I'm really glad you called.
I really appreciate that.
Yeah. I'm going to send you Take Your Life Back. I think it's a great little book to help you kind of get back to where you were, help you heal from some things that are struggling. And also, let me just send you from the Arterburn Wellness series, Understanding and Loving a Person with Depression. You understand and love yourself better. And it certainly works when you have somebody in the family that's struggling, but it's a great book for you to gain some insight too. So glad that you called. Now, let's go to Charles from Brandywine, Maryland. And before we say hello to Charles, I just received a Club New Life sign up from Alan and Susan from Maryland. So we got four to go to meet the 12. So if you can help us, call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE and say you want to be part of Club New Life, and then that enables this person to match these gifts with another $5,000. Pretty exciting. So, Charles, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well, sir. How are you?
Doing okay. How could we help?
Actually, I just have a comment because I listen to your show every day. I don't know if you all remember me, but I suffer from depression, and I called in one day when I was having a really bad day. You guys are awesome. I got your book, Take Your Life Back. I am reading it. I am doing good, but I wanted to comment on the show today when you were talking to the young lady and you said you probably would get some pushback on men because we like our privacy and things like that. So I just wanted to comment on that if I could real quick.
Sure.
So you are 100% correct. If you love your wife, if that woman's husband loves her, he will be transparent. I know my wife's history. I know that she can be a little insecure at times. So she has 100% access to any and all of my life.
That's great.
And I believe that that's the basis for good trust because I want her to know that she's the most important thing to my in my life, and I want her to know how much I love her, and I want her trust. I desire to have her trust. I don't ever want to give her a reason to not trust me. And I believe that that young lady, her husband, if he really loves her, he will give her full access just to prove, if nothing else, that he is honest and sincere and he's not keeping anything a secret.
And when he's not willing to do that, he proves something totally different.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
He proves that he's got something to hide.
Yep, that's right. I just think, by the way, thanks for that comment. Appreciate that. And let me send you a copy of Take Your Life Back just to say thank you. Piracy causes you to give up privacy. So if you're a pirate and you come aboard the marriage ship, and you've stolen the prize, well, then privacy isn't something you should ever respect or value over rebuilding the trust in that relationship there. Do you really care or not? Well, a lot of times we get into pornography and things like that out of a horrible wound, and maybe you don't care because your wound speaks a lot louder than the love that's in the relationship. Get some help if that's the case. 1-800-LOVE.
My wife had found me out through my past and my sexual addiction since I was a small child. It really gave me the opportunity to start digging into my past, start digging into my childhood, figure out what was causing me to feel the way I was feeling. Every Man's Battle will really give you that opportunity, because all the guys there in that room are there for the exact same reason you're there. I don't want to be the reason that my kids are going to counseling. I don't want to be the reason that they begin to struggle with the same issues that I'm struggling with, and I've got to put an end to this. Yes, you can be different. God does love you. You can be forgiven for this, and there's a way out of this. But you have to acknowledge that you have to change, and that there's a problem.
If you're struggling, call us. There are people on the other end of the line who want to hear from you, who want to help you. We don't want you to hand down something to another generation that just looks like pain and destruction. You can hand down redemption. But you got to take that first step. Just give us a call. It's 1-800-639-5433. It's 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
I'm an addict, and I'm trying to get God in my life again. You seem to be able to get to the crux of a problem quickly.
Our Christ-centered treatment programs can help you break free to embrace all that God has for you and your family.
I just want to thank you guys for bringing me to a relationship with Jesus.
There really is help for marital problems, depression, addictions, panic attacks, and feelings of hopelessness.
I came back with so many tools to help me prepare myself to fight this struggle and this battle that I have every day.
You can start living again today, living the life God intended for you. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
They did care, and they did follow up very lovingly, and it made all the difference in my life.
Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Someone who cares is waiting at the other end of the phone. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Just call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-639-5433.
Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here, and one of the things that we've found most effective is to bring people together to focus a concentrated amount of time on a singular problem. And we're going to do that this Friday for Every Man's Battle. That's in Denver, Colorado, kind of centrally located, great place to fly into. You can still get in. Every Man's Battle. You go on the 30th of November, and that really sets you up to have the most amazing 2019, maybe the best year of your life. After the first of the year, we do our first Finding Freedom New Life Weekend. We've taken the best from Healing is a Choice and Take Your Life Back. We're going to help you find freedom from whatever it is that's keeping you from moving forward and being the person that God has called you to be. Is it a person? Is it a habit? Is it some kind of unresolved grief, an attachment issue? Whatever it is, we want to help you. You have to call us, though. And then Intimacy and Marriage is February the 15th. That is the Miracle Conference for Marriages. Restore Hope for a Woman's Heart is March the 1st. And then, if you've never been on a New Life trip, we are headed over to Israel on March the 16th. And these are great times of teaching and fellowship, being there with folks of like mind and spirit and faith. It's just fantastic. Come and join us for Israel. All right, let's go back to the phones. And how about we talk with Sarah from Dallas, Texas, KWRD. Hi, Sarah. How you doing?
Hi. Good.
Good. What's going on in your life today?
Well, this was just kind of a really spur-of-the-moment thing, so I know it's just a God thing, and I started listening to you guys over 13 years ago, and you just helped incredibly.
Thank you.
Just get healthy in my relationship with God. So it's odd that this is coming back around so much later. But my question is, what is an adult's responsibility as far as honoring their father and mother after experiencing abuse as a child?
And this is, you were abused by your parents?
Yes. And it's one that's more uncommon to me. So obviously I'm a female, was abused by my mother.
Hmm.
And not your typical abuse. It was what I was exposed to.
Mm-hmm.
And it actually, I was an adult when a counselor told me, you know, that was sexual abuse.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Sorry, I'm kind of nervous.
It's okay. And what have you spoken to your mother about when it regards this abuse? Or what does she know is troubling to you?
I don't know that she knows. There was also substance abuse. And still is. So anytime that is brought up, you know, it's just a complete denial. So I guess I know that the relationship is, that's just never gonna, I'm never gonna get anything out of that part.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But I have not brought up, you know, that part. I don't know if I'm scared. Okay. I don't know.
Well, all right. Let's hear what Alice has to say about how do you honor a parent who has been very dishonorable?
And Sarah, it's a complicated situation that you're in. And oftentimes the answer involves both protecting yourself, especially because of the ongoing substance use. But sometimes God calls us to bring some difficult truth to our parents. So to help answer the question, I wonder, are your parents asking anything of you, whether it's financial, some sort of support, or are they pursuing relationship with you now?
Not asking anything of me, but pursuing relationship just kind of on a surface level, I guess. Now, I cut off the relationship for about 6 years, but I knew while I was raising my kids when they were younger, I just could not, I just couldn't do it. It just wasn't in me to have any relationship. And then 4 or 5 years ago, I did reach out and reconnect, and I guess that's, you know, the biblical thing that I, you know, I have this part of me that I feel like that's my job.
And I think you may be right, and it depends on how strong you are and how healthy versus how toxic your parents are being. And so you may need to have very limited contact with them, but if you can have some contact, then you get to continue a positive influence in their lives. But you also have the right and probably the obligation to protect yourself and protect your children with their ongoing abuse, yeah. Ongoing substance
right.
abuse.
But here's the bottom line.
I'm sorry.
You don't want to honor dishonorable character or behavior. And the greatest honor that you can be is something I think you've already done. You've become something far better or beyond whatever your mother could help you become. Isn't that true?
Yes.
So your character, while not honoring her horrible character, your character honors her, and it honors you in the process. You are an honor to your parents, not because of what they did, but because what you did in spite of what they did. It's an amazing thing. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
And Sarah, okay. Sarah, one more thing. You lost your parents a long time ago. Addiction takes away a person's ability to show up fully as a human being. And so they may have the title mom or dad, and I'm not here to run them through the mud. I'm just here to say that this is what addiction does. But they're not able to show up in those roles. And when we right. when we come to a full a full realization of that, there is oftentimes a deep grief inside of us because we're not needing to necessarily grieve the parents that we have. We grieve the parents that we needed but never got.
Right. Which is something that I learned from y'all a long time ago. For some reason, I'm like coming back around this mountain. I'm not entirely sure.
It's okay. It's okay. There's things coming up inside of you. So just to affirm what Alice and Steve has already said, by you doing your own work of healing and growth, that is the absolute most honorable thing that you can do.
And so it's not unusual for these things to resurface when you think you already dealt with it and you thought you were done with it, because new life events can reveal deeper opportunities for healing, and God may be inviting you to reevaluate, to see things in a different way, and perhaps to be in a different form of connection with your parents. So if they are reaching out to you, you might consider saying, if you be willing to go to an AA meeting with me, that would help rebuild some relationship, and that'd be something, Mom, Dad, that I'd be willing to do with you, so that you give them a path that they can follow if they do want relationship, but you also keep yourself safe, and it gives you a chance to evaluate where are they in their addiction.
Right.
Well, I'm going to send...
I just know that I'm never going to get any kind of fulfillment out of it. There's just no acknowledgement. There just never will be, so I'm just navigating this relationship.
Well, way to go to lower your expectations to reality. A lot of times, people are like you are still expecting something magical or wonderful, and you're not. You're not expecting anything. It's the old, you know, you can't get plasma out of a turnip, or blood out of a turnip, or anything out of a turnip. Turnips don't taste very good.
Plasma or blood.
So you're being realistic. And you've done something that they couldn't lead you to do. I'm going to send you this book, Understanding and Loving a Person with Narcissistic Personality Disorder. Why? Because people that have children that do sick things, expose their kids to sick things, they're so broken that they can't get out of themselves and into what's helpful for a child. It's just too bad. That they've been allowed to have children. You should have to, like, take a children's driver training course or something, like you do to drive a car. I mean, it's incredible. So maybe that'll be of help to you. It's a challenge to all of us to look at what, you know, kids don't pay attention to what you say a lot, and we hate that. They sure pay attention to what you do. They sure pay attention to how you're treating each other. They pay attention to that. All right, 1-800-229-3000. We're in the studio. Another couple of hours here. We've got one more segment in this program. We'd love to have you join us at 1-800-229-3000. We have another, Robin from New York is another Club New Life member. We've got three to go here. We've got one more segment. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. To join Club New Life, please do.
Last year, after Every Man's Battle, I was so moved by the transformation that I saw, not only in myself, but in the guys in our small group and the other people that were there and the stories that I heard, that I decided to go ahead and join Club New Life as a contributor to that.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
As you're doing God's work here, you're restoring marriages, you're giving people hope. It's just been such a blessing to me, and I just wanted to encourage you all. When you see something good that God's doing, just jump on that and help support that.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433.
Give your support to them if you can, and just help them do what God's doing here in the world.
Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today.
Every time we try to talk, it just turns into a fight. I am so tired of arguing.
I don't understand. God, why did you take him from me?
I don't want my kids to think of me as the angry dad. Why can't I control my temper?
I feel like he's more like my roommate than my husband. How did we become this distant? I hate looking in the mirror. No matter what I try, nothing seems to work.
I just feel like my world is spinning out of control.
I feel so broken. Could God ever heal me?
Is it ever going to get better? I feel like I'm drowning.
When will I learn to just breathe again?
It doesn't have to be this way. 48 hours can change your life. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back. Steve Arterburn here. It is the end of the year. We need your help. If God has blessed you this year and this program has blessed you, let's combine the both blessings and help us bless other people. We really need your help. This is a we have an amazing challenge here year in, unlike any other year we've had. So please help us if you possibly can. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We will send you the New Life calendar, beautiful photography, quotes, and three that we've included all 365 days in the calendar. It's fantastic. We didn't miss one of them. So that's our way of saying thank you for any gift that you send to us. I've got a final caller here, and I don't have a lot of time, but I'll get to this caller. You hang on there, and you can join us on the next program, 1-800-229-3000. Trina from Alberta, Canada, listens on a podcast. Hi, how are you doing?
Good, how are you?
Excellent. How can we help you today?
So I'm calling for some advice to help a friend out. My friend, her husband has recently taken a job as a long-haul trucker, which has been his dream job for years. But she's feeling really abandoned by this right now. He's putting the job before her family and her. They have three young kids. And he doesn't contact them very often. When he is home, obviously he's tired. But he's financially a little, irresponsible. And this job really isn't a job that is providing for them well. So he was recently offered the same kind of a job that would provide a whole lot better for them. But he's feeling very loyal to this job because it is his first trucking job, which he's always wanted. And she's just feeling very abandoned. Like he'd rather be away from them rather than be at home with them. And she actually said the other day, it feels like just short of divorce papers, I don't know what's going to make him see what he's doing to us. And I don't really know how to counsel her in this.
Okay. All right. Alice, you want to start us off here on how you would counsel her?
Yeah, Trina, I love your heart for your friend, and I thank you that you're calling for her. I think a mistake we often make is that when we feel so much fear, we can come out against our spouses with a lot of accusations and extreme statements that, although they may be true, it doesn't help our spouse to hear our fear and to come alongside to help us, because the spouse then gets defensive and might attack back verbally. So I think one of your friend's best bets is to bring her heart to her husband in a soft way that calls out the better version of him, and to do that with what we call I statements. So letting him know, I feel lonely, the kids and I miss you, I'm worried about our finances, and I need your help, I need your wisdom for us to sit down, to look at this together, and to figure out what we can do. We need your help with this. That may equip him better to hear her needs and then be willing to converse. So that would be my first attempt, would be a soft conversation like that. Now, if he's not willing to, if he won't sit down to do that, then she'd have to up the ante. And that might be making an appointment with a counselor to say, I'm going to the counselor because of those fears that I expressed to you, and I need and hope that you will join me there, because our family's going to need some help to stay on track here.
And I would just say this, if she's said to you, I don't know, I just think, divorce papers are next. Is that what she said?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she said, I feel like that's the only thing that's going to kind of, make him see. He also is, his own family is also very pushing him to stay at this job.
because
well,
it is.
Here's the thing, though.
The first job, they gave you a chance.
Okay, but here's the best advice. I mean, mm-hmm. I can't imagine somebody thinking, well, it seems like the next thing is just to amputate my arm. And you wouldn't say, you ought to go see a doctor before you amputate your arm. And
right.
if she's at a point of, well, divorce is in the vocabulary here, which we don't want divorce in anybody's vocabulary. They need marriage counseling. They need to go see somebody. That's what you say. Hey,
right.
look, care about us, care about you. Let's go work this out with a third party that can help us be objective. Chris, you have a comment you're thinking about there?
Yeah, just to affirm what's been said, but if she brings both her heart and her truth, you know, I think what Alice told you is spot on. And I think that to help her draw the strength of using the I statements, that I am critically worried about this, so that she does present to him a sense of urgency of where she is at in the relationship. And again, I mean, this is where couples counseling really helps and comes into the picture.
Okay. So glad that you called us, and you know, I would. I'm going to send you a copy to give to her of How We Love. It's a great book for those that are struggling in their marriages. Gives you some insight that you might not find anywhere else. You know, whenever you hit a huge bump in the marital road, what can you do? I mean, a lot of people they just freeze. They don't do anything, or they start fighting, they do that, or they flee into some fantasy world of pornography or lusting after other people. Why don't you consider some things like this? Sitting down and talking with someone else. If you call us, we can help you with that. Coming to our marriage weekend, both of you together, February 15th. Or you deciding, hey, I need some additional insight into how to live life and some of the things I'm struggling with. You call us, come to the January Finding Freedom Workshop, January 25th. Or you just do nothing? No, let's get better. Let's make this 2019 a great year. Let's move forward. Remember, I think I quoted this before, Winnie the Pooh. She said this, or he, whichever. I don't know what it is. Winnie sounds like a male, female? I don't know. But the quote is this, I always know where I need to go. By moving away from wherever I am. Mm-hmm. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
Stay there, you're there. You're not going to make progress. You're not going to get anywhere. We've got to move forward. So please don't just freeze, fight, or flight, or flee into some kind of fantasy world. Get the help. At minimum, you get the help. Workshop, counselor, Bible study for him, for her, accountability group, recovery group, work the 12 steps, get a life recovery Bible. Do something. Don't decide that you're just going to continue to rock along like you always have and expect life to get better. Either you guys have a comment on that before we go?
Just an amen. Like, staying in our misery is not going to change. We don't get to where we need to be accidentally. It takes intentionality. It takes a choice. But again, one choice can change your life.
And the time will pass anyhow. So what we can do differently makes the time different.
Yeah.
So let's make that choice today.
That's right. Well, we do have an app. It's the New Life Ministries app. You can get that anywhere. We certainly... You can find us on iTunes. Our podcast is there. So many different ways to access us. Look for our material, the content on YouTube, Facebook, all of those different places. It's all there. But we can't be there or here if we don't get the support that you can only you can give us. And if you decide that now is the time you want to support us or increase the support that you've been giving us, it's 1-800-NEW-LIFE, or you could go to the website at newlife.com. We get to be here because people who have come before you have supported us, and some people are supporting us sacrificially right now. If you can help us, it's 1-800-NEW-LIFE, and happy birthday to Larry Sonnenberg, who has brought in so much support for this ministry. We're grateful for him, and happy birthday, Larry. See you next time.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.